Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is Pastor Chad McMullen from First Christian Church in Sedalia, Missouri. Glad to be with you here. Our God brings life into places of death. Our God brings light into situations of darkness. Our God brings order where there is chaos. Our God brings life into places of death, places like a tomb. Our God brought life into the place of death. For Jesus had died on a Friday. He was crucified and beaten and bloody. He was breathing no more. He was gone. He was wrapped in burial cloths, buried by a man named Joseph. Joseph took Jesus' body and put it in a tomb, in his very own tomb, and he rolled a big stone in front of it. And there were two women there who saw the whole thing, Mary Magdalene and the other named Mary. They sat and they watched Joseph put the body in the tomb. They watched him roll the stone in front, and they all went away grieving and mourning, because in their minds, death was it. Death was the end of their hope, the end of Jesus' potential, the end of all that they expected, and so they grieved. But after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary and Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and he came, and he rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen." Thanks be to God for the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.